Sometimes, well, hell yeah. Sometimes it's okay, but not all the time. And they're the only words that seem to have that restriction. I mean, there are a lot of words you can say whenever you want, you know. Pneumonia! Nobody gives you a lot of... All right, you can't yell it in the hospital a great deal, but what the hell? There are words that you can say, no problem. Topography! No one has ever gone to jail for screaming topography. But there are some words that you can go to jail for. There are some words that we just have decided we will not say all the time. Sometimes, okay, if you're running through the jungle chasing somebody that we're at war with, you can holler them. If you're shooting a criminal, it's okay, it's the all-American thing. Dirty fucking crook. But if you're with the bishop's wife at lunch, it's better not to ask for the goddamn lettuce. You know what I mean? It's just like we've decided there'd be some words we won't say all the time. And I was just trying to find out which words they were. For sure. All of them. I wanted a list. Because nobody gives you a list. That's the problem. They don't give you a list. Wouldn't you think it'd be normal if they didn't want you to say something to tell you what it is? Nobody even tells you when you're a kid what the words are that you're supposed to avoid. You have to say them to find out which ones they are. Shit! Oh, fuck! That's two. Oh, Ma, that's enough trial and error, huh? Please, Ma, give me a list, huh? All right, you're 6 years old now, and here's the list of words your dad and I don't ever want to hear you say. Oh, hey, thanks, Ma. Boy, that's going to save me an ass kicking or two. Yeah, you never know what's going to be on the list. Because it's always somebody else's list. You didn't make that up. Somebody told you that shit. They told you, better not say that. So you gotta... And you don't know what's going to be on their list. God, people's lists even change from day to day. Some people on Friday night got a list, you know, not about two or three words. Sunday morning, goddamn, they make 27 words on it. These are the same people 2 days later. Different list. So you got to kind of watch out what you're going to believe from them. The trouble is, I was trying to find out what these words might be, and I wanted to know the ones that you could never say on television. I mean the filthy words that are always filthy. There are a lot of these little two-way, double entendre words that have two meanings, words that are okay part of the time. I call them like part-time filth. Some of these words, they're only 50% dirty. You have words like ass. Ass is hardly even a dirty word anymore, but it has a few meanings that you can't say on television. That's what I was talking about. What can you say on television? That's another one of those places where we can't use these words all the time. But some of them are all right some of the time. Ass is all right on television. You can say on television things like, well, you've made a perfect ass of yourself tonight. But you can't say, hey, let's go get some ass. Bitch. Bitch is another word like that. Same kind of word. It's only dirty part of the time. Depends on what you mean by bitch. You might be the lady from the San Diego Zoo visiting one of the Tonight Shows, and you might just have a bunch of little canines with you there. One of them is a female. You say, there's the bitch, Johnny, and it's okay, fine. Just don't refer to the singer the same way. That's all. Is that bitch going to do another number? Yes. Animals are fine. On those two-way words. And that's it. That's what I was trying to find. The words that were always dirty, not just part of the time. But completely filth. Well, in looking for these words, I kept finding new categories. We have so many ways of describing these dirty words. We have more ways to describe dirty words than we actually have dirty words. That seems a little strange to me. It seems to indicate that somebody was awfully interested in these words. They kept referring to them. They called them bad words, dirty. Filthy, foul, vile, vulgar, coarse, in poor taste, unseemly, street talk, gutter talk, locker room language, barracks talk, bawdy, naughty, saucy, raunchy, rude, crude, lewd, lascivious, indecent, profane, obscene, blue, off color, risque, suggestive, cursing, cussing, swearing, and all I could think of was shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits. That's all I had. Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits. That was my original list. I knew it wasn't complete, but it was a starter set, you know? Shit, piss, fuck, yes, WBAI is the one who played them. Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits. Now, that was the original list. We've added a few words since then. We've added fart, turd, and twat. And I know there are some other words that many of you are wondering about, why they haven't been considered, why they haven't shown up on the list thus far. We're looking at them all very closely. Some of your favorites might make the list this year. Asshole, ball bag, hard on, piss hard, blue balls, taint, nookie, snatch, box, pussy, pecker, peckerhead, pecker tracks, jism, joint, Doniker, dork, poontang. Cornhole and dingleberry. Dingleberry, a very popular word. And to my way of thinking, dingleberry, a rather innocent-sounding word. Dingleberry sounds Christmassy to me, you know. Let's put one on the tree, Dad.
Do you think that if you were falling in space, that you would slow down after a while or go faster and faster?
Faster and faster. And for a long time you wouldn't feel anything. And then you'd burst into fire. Forever. And the angels wouldn't help you. Because they've all gone away.
summer dazzling sunlit rays. Through the back alleys, through the blinds, another one of the manless days. Honeybees are buzzing, leaves begin to stir. I'm in love with my second cousin. I tell myself I could be happy forever with her. I keep listening for footsteps, but I ain't ever hearing any. From the boat I fish for bullheads, I catch a lot, sometimes too many. A summer breeze is blowing, a squall is setting in. Sometimes it's just plain stupid to get into any kind of wind. Why, the old men round here sometimes they get on bad terms with the younger men. Old, young, age don't carry weight, it doesn't matter in the end. One of the bosses hangers on sometimes comes to call at times you least expect. Try to bully you, strong arm you, inspire you with fear, it has the opposite. There's a new grove of trees on the outskirts of town. The old one had long gone. Timber 2'6" across, burns with the bark still on. They say times are hard, if you don't believe it you can follow your nose. It don't bother me, times are hard everywhere. We'll just have to see how it goes. My old man, he's like some feudal lord, got more lives than a cat. I never seen him quarrel with my mother even once. Things come alive or they fall flat. You can smell the pine wood burning, you can hear the school bell ring. Gotta get up near the teachers, you can if you wanna learn anything. Romeo, he said to Juliet, you got a poor complexion, it doesn't give you appearance of having a youthful touch. Juliet said back to Romeo, why don't you just shove off if it bothers you so much? They all got out of here any way they could. Cold rain can give you the shivers. They went down the Ohio, the Cumberland, the Tennessee, all the rest of them rebel rivers. If you ever try to interfere with me, you'll cross my path again. You do so at the peril of your life. I'm not quite as cool or forgiving as I sound. I've seen enough heartache and strife. My grandfather was a duck trapper, he could do it with just drag nets and ropes. My grandmother could sew new dresses out of old cloth. I don't know if they had any dreams or hopes. I had it once though, I suppose, to go along with all the ring dancing, Christmas carols on all the Christmas eves. I left all my dreams and hopes buried under tobacco leaves. Not always easy kicking someone out, gotta wait a while, it can be an unpleasant task. Sometimes somebody wants you to give something up, and tears or not, it's too much to ask.
Woo-hoo! just drop me off over here. I'll take the bus home.
No way. Remember, you're the one who's seen these things.
Look, a cloud right there! There he is, I told you. You get out there and shoot him. Get him, Dave! Kill him!
Just hang on, calm down. Let me check this out.
Holy shit!
Believe it.
We're gonna drop it, drop on all the music they play on the bandstand. We're going swinging, swing. We're gonna swing in the crowd, and we'll be clinging, cling, and floating high as a cloud. The phones are ringing, ring. My mom and dad are so proud. I'm on bandstand. And I'll jump and hey, I may even show up my handstand. Because I'm on the American bandstand. When we dance real slow, I'll show all the guys in the I am on American Bandstand. We're going hopping today. When things are popping, the Philadelphia way. We're gonna drop it on all the music they play. I'm a bandstand.
Bandstand. Bandstand. Bandstand. Bandstand.
Bandstand. Bandstand. Here on the show, ready to go.
But a pro,
hey, I'm making my mark.
See, this joint is jumping. They made such a fuss just to see us arrive. Hey, it's Mr. Dick Clark. What a place you got here. Swell spot, the music's hot here. Bethany East, give it at least a 75. Now for all you Joes, here goes my American handstand. Because I'm on the American bandstand. Real slow, I'm showing the guys on the grandstand that I like my girl, but I love American Bandstand. The singer's crooning, he ain't the greatest, but gee, my baby's spooning in front of all the TV. So if you're tuning, you'll see my baby and me on the bandstand.
Bandstand.
And now we're hopping, and we'll be hopping all day. We think of popping.
Ladies, good night.
it's time to say goodbye. Good night, sweet ladies. Ah, ladies, good night. It's time to say goodbye. Bye-bye. Ah, we've been together for the longest time, but now it's time to get high. Come on, let's get high. And good night, ladies. Ladies, good night. Oh, I'm still missing my other half. Oh, it must be something I did in the past. Don't it just make you wanna laugh? It's a lonely Saturday night. Oh, nobody calls me on the telephone. I put another record on my stereo, but I'm still singing a song of you. It's a lonely Saturday night. Now if I was an actor or a dancer who is glamorous, then you know an amorous life would soon be mine. But now the tinsel light of starbreak is all that's left to applaud my heartbreak. And at 11 o'clock I watch the network news. Oh, whoa, whoa. Something tells me that you're really gone. You said we could be friends, but that's not what I want. Ah, anyway, my TV dinner's almost done. It's a lonely Saturday night. I mean to tell you, it's a lonely Saturday night. One more once, it's a lonely Saturday night.
Yeah. Well, I think Normie will understand when he sees the note we pin on Edna's sleeve.
Sure, Clark. He left his dead mother tied to a lawn chair in his backyard. I'm sure he won't mind.
Look, it's all over and done with. We'll find a place to stay for the night and we'll start fresh in the morning. It's fine.
I don't want to be in the car anymore. I want to go home. I don't want to go to Wally World.
Clark, under the circumstances, I wouldn't mind if we just went home. In retrospect, it seems like a pretty bad idea driving out. It's been one disaster after another.
Yeah, it's been a real drag, Dad. Maybe we can try it some other time. Wally World's overrated anyway.
What do you think?
I think you're all fucked in the head. We're 10 hours from the fucking fun park, and you want to bail out. Well, I'll tell you something. This is no longer a vacation. It's a quest. It's a quest for fun. I'm going to have fun, and you're going to have fun. We're all going to have so much fucking fun, we'll need plastic surgery to remove our goddamn smiles. You'll be whistling Symphony Doodah out of your assholes. I got to be crazy. I'm on a pilgrimage to see a moose. Praise Marty Moose. Holy shit.
Dad, you want to ask for something?
Don't touch!
Yeah! Those crazy nights I do remember in my youth. I do recall those were the best times, most of all.
Sunrise, filling up the hollow. Sunrise, filling up the and never